Thank you for joining me. What are the main challenges facing small-scale fishers?
Well, there's a whole range of challenges. Decreasing level of natural resources. Fish stocks are declining. We have overcapacity in many fisheries. So there's an issue of just not enough fish for the fisher to feed everyone and to provide a living for everyone. There's also an issue of competition over resources. For instance, in coastal areas, you have tourism development, you have industrial development, you have agriculture development. All of these different sectors, they put pressure on the small-scale fishery sector also. So there is an issue in terms of access to the resources and use of the resources. In relation to trade, the small-scale fishery sector has to face a number of challenges that are deriving, for instance, from the increasingly globalized nature of the value chains. So often these chains are acting throughout the world. Often the markets are located in developed countries, while developing countries are supplying these markets. But the power distribution along this chain is often unbalanced. And the small-scale producers in developing countries are often not able to capture the benefits that they could actually derive from international trade because they're just not organized enough. They don't have access to the necessary information and technology. So they are penalized in many ways in actually benefiting from this international trade.
Small-scale fisheries are important contributors to exports and trade. Why aren't they receiving stronger support?
Often the sector has a very low visibility, so there's a lack of recognition of their importance, of their needs. They often have a low level of organization, which penalizes them in expressing actually their need and engaging in a dialogue to get that support. And they also have often a low political weight and limited participation in decision-making. So what is needed is in a way to not to see them as recipients of support in the sense of recipients of aid. What they actually need is an environment that enables them to take advantage of existing rights that they have, but that they're currently maybe not aware of, or that they're not able to claim, or that they're not able to realize.
The small-scale fisheries sector and its contribution to sustainable livelihoods are key topics being brought to the table. Why now?
Well, the importance of small-scale fisheries has increased in recent years, and this is mainly due to also a lot of work from the civil society organizations, which have worked a lot in order to promote the visibility of the sector and to stress the importance of the small-scale fisheries sector and its contribution to sustainable livelihoods. These voices have been heard increasingly at different levels now, and the Subcommittee on Trade has also recognized the importance and has decided to have a standalone agenda item on small-scale fisheries also in this session. And there are also in other policy forums you can see developments that are recognizing the importance of small-scale fisheries. For instance, in 2012, the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, Olivier de Schutter, he has prepared a specific report on fisheries and the contribution to the right to food. And in that paper, he's also highlighting the role of the small-scale fisheries sector. That was a report that was prepared for the UN General Assembly. So it was brought really at the highest level of attention to policymakers. And another important development that is picking up on this recognition and that FAO is in the process of facilitating is a development of a new international instrument that is complementing the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries, specifically on small-scale fisheries. This instrument, called the Voluntary Guidelines for Securing Small-Scale Fisheries in the Context of Food Security and Poverty Eradication, is an international consensus document. And this document will not only look at the typical issues that fisheries instruments deal with in terms of, for instance, the fisheries management, but it will take a broader human rights-based approach and look also into social and economic issues which are of critical importance for the development of the sector.